Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our over-the-road men and women truckers out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, the state that's so blue, if it got any bluer, they'd run out of paint. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Uh-huh. They were ready for you. They were ready, yep. Okay. All right, guys, go back inside now. You got, they got 50 minutes till the bar closes, so there you go. We'll hear them again later. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want to start out tonight by thanking everybody for their concerns. Yes, there were some problems, technical problems last night with the program. However, there's a way to go about hearing the program when the technical problems happen, if they do. And I don't think we're going to have any technical problems for quite a while with all the different things that were done yesterday to make sure. Now, the problem, first of all, was not on our end here in Tampa. It was a satellite issue. And as you know, we pump our show signal from here. Actually, Kyle, it goes out of here on AM 930. That's 930 The Answer in Tampa, in Sarasota. It goes out of that station to the syndicator who pipes it to the satellite, and then it comes back on the satellite back to Tampa to 860 The Answer. So there was a problem there, and it was addressed. It took a while to get it corrected, but it got corrected. But we did broadcast, folks, the full 4 hours last night. It's on yesterday's podcast. All you got to do is go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's right there. And that being said, we aim to please, and we appreciate. I can't even tell you how many hundreds of emails I got yesterday. I quit counting when I got up into the 700 and 800 range. People were calling me on my phone, et cetera, et cetera. Are you okay? I hope you're all right. I was fine. And then last night I put a statement out there. But again, when you're dealing with a satellite, there's certain things you have to do. And if something's off a little bit, if the weather's off, you have problems. But we have turned around on our end. And we've made some adjustments, so if that were ever to happen again, you would still hear us.
Well, of course, exactly right. Mm-hmm. And when those things happen, yep. Rest assured, people are trying to figure it out as fast as possible.
Yeah, yep. And I've had several people say, well, the Chinese took you off, the woke people took you off. No, it was none of that. Go back to sleep. All right, let's take a call here from our favorite unofficial mayor that's not a mayor but wants to be a mayor, maybe, sort of, kind of, Mike in Clearwater. What's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I think the satellite probably deplatformed us. They didn't like what we were saying. So
no, you know what it was? You know what it was?
What was it?
That Chinese missile that's falling down. I wanted to get out of the way.
Oh, wow. You know what? You're absolutely right, Captain. I didn't even think about that. But anyway, on to what I called in about. You know, Kyle, I tried to get a Uber ride the other day, and there was no driver available. I had to wait like almost 30 minutes to get one. And then I found out when I finally did get one, I happened to ask the driver, you know, there's a shortage of drivers. And he's like, yes. And I said, well, why do you think that is? And he said, well, everybody's getting unemployment, so nobody wants to come out and work. And then you hear the jobs report wasn't nearly as good as what they said it was. So, you know, my thing is, I guess nobody wants to work because Uncle Joe is giving them free money. And this is going to cause a big problem because the restaurants, companies, whatever the case might be, they're having trouble finding help right now. And this can't go on, Kyle. I would think that at some point this is going to come to a head. So what do you think Uncle Joe is going to do about this? Give away more money or okay. What are your thoughts? Thank you.
All right. Now let me start first, Kyle, because I know some things about this. First of all, there are a number of states, blue states and red states alike, that are getting rid of this extra money being given to people on unemployment. Why? Because they're going to take that money and do what several states have done already. They're going to use it as an incentive, a bonus for people to go back to work doing some sort of job, and after they've been there a month, they'll get $500, they'll get $1,000, they'll get $1,200, whatever it is, but they'll get something. And that's it. And that's what we've got to do. We've made it too easy for people not to want to work, and it's got to stop. And I'm in favor of getting rid of that right now.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, there, you know, on its face, it seems like, hey, you know, you're trying to help people through a hard time, and that was the initial, the initial intent.
Kyle, let me tell you a little secret. There's all kinds of people out there with pickup trucks and vans riding around with lawnmowers in the back, with rakes, with shovels, with all that stuff, doing things for cash money. I see them all the time, and I know they're on unemployment.
Well, exactly. But again, there seems to be kind of an insidious sort of side to that, which means that people aren't getting back to work. That's why some of these states, even the blue ones, are taking those measures.
Yeah. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, and I'll get to the exceptions when we come back. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back. Weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back right after all these good little things that our stations are going to try to tell you about. In the meantime, it's a beautiful night in my neighborhood. Got a gun show today down in Sarasota. I hope to see many of you down there for the gun show at Robarts Arena in Sarasota.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, in fact, I am going to take it away and tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, this is part of a regular integrated health plan that I take every day, at least twice a day. Right now, I am taking it three times a day because of a situation I got going with my left foot and ankle, and it is making an improvement now, thank goodness. But it's because of what's in it. It's an all-natural, drug-free product that has a turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 mixture in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right to the source. And that's what I really like about it, because yesterday, you could tell it wore off a little bit before I could take it again, and my foot and my ankle was like somebody was sticking me with pins, and then it went away. But anyway, it's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from clinically developed formula that supports regularization with key enzymes and proteins, and it also supports a healthy response to your body altogether, and it will help you get better because it speeds up the natural healing process. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It only costs $19.95. And you'll know what I know, and you'll be able to get yourself out of pain. After all you got to lose is pain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle, you had something you wanted to say?
Well, that's right, Captain. We do have a Captain's America Third Watch special report to tell our listeners about, and that has to do with the Chinese rocket. As of right now, everything's still okay. It hasn't come down out of space yet. We don't know where it's going to come down, but if it comes down on the third watch, we're going to tell you about it. But, Captain, we understand the experts won't even be able to predict where it's going to land until just a few hours before impact.
And it will miss the satellite tonight. Yep.
Yes, we'll miss the satellite. Yep. We know that for sure.
Yep. So. Westwood One satellite is okay. All right, we've got another caller. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Good boss. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something to the Biden administration. You know, for you to say you're going to raise corporate taxes, that's another trick of the left, as Rushman Ball would say in the vernacular. Okay, the corporate taxes is what's made up of the American individual. Every corporation is made up of American employees, except for the ones that you sold out to China, which are basically everybody else. But I'm saying you go to the Ford plant. There's Americans working in Michigan. Okay, it's Americans. So you're raising taxes on the American people. That's what you're really saying. Okay, in your Democrat speak. Okay, and you have a pandemic and you're going to raise taxes on the American. That's the stupidest thing. That's why the difference between Trump and Biden. Okay, forget about Republican, Democrat, just business sense. Okay? That's just bad business. The Democrats do bad business against the American people. And by the way, where is that? We're standing up for our cops here. Doggone. Our cops are on the line, and I'm tired of our cops getting disgraced by governors that don't stand up for their cops and the American people. Trump people love our cops and our first responders who bust their butt to protect and serve the fellow Americans. Let's stand up for our country and our Lord and Savior and open up your state. Let's go, Captain. Peace.
All righty. Well, we are going. That's one thing we do here, and we do support the police. That's another thing we do. We do support fire and EMS because I am a brother of the badge, and I would know nothing else to do except to support them. Now, there's some bad apples in every barrel, right, Kyle?
That's unfortunately true, yes.
Well, we're not going to take four cops in Minneapolis and hold the whole country accountable because of that.
No, of course not.
Now, I wanted to mention something here. Do you get the Epoch Times?
I do. I see it all the time, yes.
Okay, well, I get it, too, and there were a bunch of little short blips, little news bulletins that came through last night. I'm just gonna read these little news alerts, they call them. The National Border Patrol Council has endorsed Elise Stefanik to replace Liz Cheney. That's huge.
Oh, it really is huge. It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Now, the second thing that came through last night was a video that was posted on Twitter after a Thursday confrontation showing heavily armed Antifa protesters with AR-15 rifles, some over their shoulders, some in their hands, as they assaulted a driver at gunpoint, a delivery driver, throwing him onto the ground after he's extracted from his vehicle. Members of the mob were seen carrying AR-15s and other weapons, openly aiming them at the driver of the truck in a residential neighborhood where he was making deliveries. It was obviously a parcel driver of some type.
Well, again, you know, and this is not meant to be a joke in any way, shape, or form, but will President Biden, perhaps, could he see this video and realize that Antifa is not an idea?
He hasn't said a word. Neither is Harris, nobody. And the other thing is, the Arizona Senate president, where they're currently having an audit going on, right?
That's right.
Says that she believes the election audit will uncover numerous irregularities.
Well, and if it does, she believes it will, this will only strengthen the notion of making sure that the voting laws are enforced, number one, and modified, number two, in order to stop any kind of fraud. And that, Captain, is going to fly in the face of the narrative that there's no voter fraud, and why are you trying to make changes to the voting laws, or try to enforce them even? So this will help in a big way.
Well, that's exactly what happened because there are some governors right now and there's some legislation in the works in various states to change things and make them better. And then finally, this one came across. Farmers sue Biden administration over racist COVID relief plan.
Wow. Well, you know, again, what's happening is that the Biden administration wants to go down that road probably above all else, as opposed to creating practical strategies and solutions to help Americans get through this crisis.
And then I've got one more I forgot about just for good measure. Maricopa County, which is where they're doing the audit, right?
Right.
Refused to provide routers to the election auditors. They had to go and buy their own routers to use to put into the internet system there so they could check it. Maricopa County was not going to cooperate with them.
Yeah, it looks that way. And I wonder why, you know, this kind of thing.
Democratic County.
Mm-hmm.
Democratic County. Democratic yep. officials, that's why. All right. Well, the Biden financial plan is stumbling on an extremely weak jobs plan. The Dems are really getting nervous and worried about 2022. They need to be worried about 2021. We're going to see the beginnings of what's going to happen in 2022 and 2021 at the local level. Mark my words. That's number one. Number two, they were talking about having almost 1 million new jobs this month. How many did they get?
This month? Oh, the non-farm payrolls increased only by 266,000 jobs.
Yeah, and okay. in March, the total was revised down. You didn't hear about that, 146,000. So they've had March and they've had April that didn't meet their quotas, and you just heard me tell you about it.
Well, exactly right. And this kind of goes back to what Mike called about or spoke about a little bit in terms of not making those jobs numbers and how that would impact Biden's plans. Well, that's mm-hmm. going to give him a platform to say, yeah. we need more government plans, yeah. more government plans because the jobs are down, that kind of stuff. They'll use
yeah. it. And yeah. I got one more for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration was planning on having a big celebration at the Department of Labor because they were supposed to have, at the end of the first 100 days, 2 million plus jobs created. They didn't make it.
No, that's because we're smack dab in the middle now of the Biden economy. This isn't the Trump economy or Trump recovery out of COVID anymore.
Oh, contraire, Kyle. Joe Biden spun it yesterday and said, our economy is moving in the right direction.
Well, look around, you know, and especially, you know, yes, people are excited to come out of COVID, but it's not there.
And by the way, we want to take this opportunity to wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Sons and daughters and husbands and granddads and grandmas and whatnot, I got an idea for you. Ready, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Come on out to the gun show where I'm going to be in Sarasota. And what'd you say there, Joe?
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
There you go.
That's right. You know the thing. You know the thing. So go.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know this thing, too. Jimmy Fallon, who's a late night host, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Been around a while, right?
Yep.
Who's beating him in the ratings right now?
Well, that would be none other than Greg Gutfeld from Fox News.
And isn't that something?
It really is something, I think, Captain, it's a real testament, because I think people want to laugh and be entertained in the late night shows. They don't want to be preached to by anybody on politics.
Yep, and we now know the cartels are using Facebook as a means to smuggle illegal immigrants. It's gone absolutely nuts on the social media platforms. They're communicating openly, and we aren't doing anything about it. Facebook needs to be regulated, and so does Twitter, and take that one to the bank.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around 266,000 jobs were added in April. It's a big drop from the March numbers and a surprise to some economists. President Biden says even with the lower report, the rescue plan is beginning to work.
Today's report just underscores, in my view, how vital the actions we're taking are. Checks to people who are hurting, support for small businesses, for child care and school reopening, support to help families put food on the table. Our efforts are starting to work, but the climb is steep, and we still have a long way to go.
A Huntsville, Alabama police officer has been found guilty of murder in the shooting death of a suicidal man who was holding a gun to his own head. William Darby argued that he shot Jeffrey Parker because he feared for the lives of others who were there. Another officer testified against him, saying Parker didn't pose a threat. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady, Kathy Curtis, doing a great job for us. By the way, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They bring you this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, not just a car or the truck you're driving, not just a motorcycle, an RV, a motor, well, maybe you got a boat too, or something like that, or you tow a trailer behind you. Guess what? They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and log on and give them your zip code because they'll ask you where you're from and they'll ask you for your zip code. And if you want to get a quote right there, you can get a quote right there. If you want to buy insurance off that website, you can do that too. And if you want to find out where your local agent is, they'd be more than happy to tell you and help you set up an appointment to go see them. But Geico can save you money. I've been with them for almost 18 years now. And they've saved me money every year, and I've had to use them three times, three different claims, including when my little storage shed went sailing out into Tampa Bay. And they've been very helpful and very good. Geico, GEICO.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have obviously got a lot of talk going on about guns right now.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the DOJ came out with a proposal to crack down on ghost guns. And I listened to some of the politicians talking about, well, there's more and more crimes being committed with ghost guns, and they can't track them, they can't trace them, they have no idea where they came from or what they're all about. First of all, do you think they even know what a ghost gun is?
Well, probably not, because what they're doing as well, Captain, is that since the 1968, they haven't updated any of their, quote, definitions of ghost guns, basically, and they're redefining different terms as we speak because of that. So, yeah, I don't think they really know what it is other than, you know, it sounds scary, you know, to a lot of people. Ghost guns sounds very scary.
It is a process by which you buy a kit.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your own weapon, and you learn by making your own weapon how it works, the fundamentals of perhaps becoming a gunsmith. Imagine that. Isn't that a novel idea? There aren't that many of them around anymore, and people learn that way. The younger people learn that way by doing just that. And then, of course, they have in some circumstances, they have to go and get things taken care of by someone else along the line. But the crackdown on the ghost guns, you know, Tucker Carlson came out the other night and said that Joe Biden wants to take your guns but leave criminals with theirs. I agree with that statement. I absolutely agree with it.
Well, sure. I mean, this has been what's happened for a long, long, long time in the sense that you're going to continue to take away guns or legislate where law-abiding citizens
yeah.
won't have guns, but criminals will.
Yeah, and then I'm going to get a little personal here because Slow Joe Biden announced a slate of gun control actions, and he claimed that it's a public health crisis. Well, he's the public health crisis. We're waiting to see him just collapse in a pile somewhere because of all the obvious physical signs that we see going on.
Well, that's right. I mean, honestly, Captain, you know, if any other president of the United States, you know, was observed to be displaying these kinds of things, there would be serious talk about can we move forward? Do we need a 25th Amendment? Or at the very least, the basic question, what's wrong with the president?
Take a look at his forehead when he gets going and gets a little bit excited, the right side, the temple. Look at the veins that are there and look at how swollen up they are with the blood rushing to his brain. That is a sign of a person's blood pressure going up, number one. And number two, they might be about ready to have a stroke.
Wow. I mean, it's all very scary. Indeed. Not only from the perspective that Joe Biden's a person, he's a human mm-hmm. being, and he's obviously suffering from something, but at the same time that he's the president of the United States, and, you know, that's a very, let's just say, very high pressure job.
Mm-hmm. And then we talked about states that are either nullifying some of the gun laws or some of the federal laws that are out there. Another one that came along was Arkansas lawmakers approved a bill. The governor said he will sign declaring new federal gun restrictions invalid in the state of Arkansas.
Well, you know, sometimes, Captain, you know, turnabout is fair play in the sense of how many times have we heard states say we're not going to enforce federal, you know, immigration. We're going to be a sanctuary state. So, and they're just lauded by so many in the media and others, you know, for taking this, you know, amazing stand. But yet, I don't think we'll hear the same kind of kudos from many in the media about a state taking a stand about people being able to defend themselves.
We'll get into that in a minute on the border, but that's a good point. And then Montana this week, the governor signed a bill to protect the Second Amendment by nullifying the federal gun restrictions.
There you go.
Yep, Montana.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
They're not the only state that's done that. And Texas has gone to open carry coming up. The governor says that the time has come.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Yep. And they won't. And weapons won't need to be licensed.
Right. And I mean, this is we're seeing a real dichotomy, you know, begin to emerge. And this is call it red versus blue, or what have you, or conservative versus liberal. But
yeah.
but the lines are being drawn in yeah. terms of what the Second Amendment really means.
Yep. So AOC wants flexible rules that could allow illegal immigrants to benefit from the FEMA programs that are out there. In other words, free stuff again for the illegals. To that, I say the hell with it. And Senator Sinema and Senator Kelly, the two Democratic senators from Arizona, both agree that there is a border crisis and Joe Biden needs to snap to and do something about it, or the state of Arizona is going to do something, a la the way they've already done it by dispatching the National Guard. They are liable to shut down the border on their end.
And they may just do that.
That's right.
You know, but how we got here is that the Biden administration, day one, basically threw a switch.
Yep.
But now, because they've created this crisis by throwing that switch, they can't just throw the switch again and stop it. They've created this crisis. Now, to some degree, they can start reverting back to the policies, but you've got a lot of people who are already here, already in the centers, you know, for, you know, to house them and so forth. And so this, you've got to unwind this somehow. But the American people know, Captain, that President Biden should have never thrown that switch.
Yep, and I got a call yesterday from one of my friends on our Salem sister station out there in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Patriot, I believe it's the Patriot, what is it, I don't know, but anyway, I don't want to say the wrong frequency. But anyway, Seth called me, my buddy out there, and I asked him about the border. I says, what the hell's going on the border out there? He says, Captain, we're getting ready to shut the border down here. People have had it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you're not hearing that. You're not hearing that story across the country. And I talked with him for a good 20 minutes about that. He says, they're serious, Democrats and Republicans alike. We are overrun at the border, and any of the towns in the interim are overrun with the illegals. They're just hanging around.
Well, and of course, we won't be hearing about it in that context because the overrunning and the overwhelming is simply helpful to Democrat the Democrat Party elite. It's just that simple.
Yep. Now, people are having trouble finding jobs. Is that what it is? That's how come there's all kinds of help wanted signs. Is that the deal? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen to this one. The federal, state, and local governments in the United States increased their employment during the month of April by 48,000 workers. This according to numbers released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, you didn't hear that anywhere, did you?
Nope.
So we've got more people working locally at the local level in the government than statewide and nationally in the federal government. So isn't that just ducky? It sounds like as if Biden and company are rewarding some of their pals along the wayside here. And I'm looking at numbers. You know, when they talk about the budget and they talk about money and this, that, and the other, I mean, there's no way they can afford these people. There just isn't.
Well, of course not. But by growing government, I mean, that's exactly their mission in life, to do that. The era of big government is actually over now.
And, folks, if you missed joining us at the very beginning of the show, we don't know what's going to happen, but that Chinese rocket up there, that's the length of a tractor trailer, okay, is about ready to come down to Earth somewhere. We don't know where the somewhere is. Now, our Department of Defense has said, even though they're not planning on it, they could shoot this thing out of the sky rather than have it drop on a city.
Well, yeah, and if that's the case, then I think they have to take action.
Yeah.
It'll put on quite a show, too.
And the last time something like this happened, it fell on a little island and did a lot of damage to the structures there.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, since three-quarters of the Earth's surface is covered in water, maybe it'll hit somewhere in the
big ocean. Old splash and let it sink to the bottom. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hope you're having a great weekend and a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, because it's all about you. And by the way, Joe Biden's got your Christmas, your birthday, your mother's gift for you.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
There you go. You're going to get a shotgun for Mother's Day. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much there, Donna Fiducia, out there in Carrollton, Georgia. Her husband, Don, and she run the Double D Ranch there. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops out there all across the country. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. And I told you, you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And guess what? You're going to get that free hot cup of coffee. But more important than that, join the Drivers Club. Take advantage of the points you get in the fuel that you buy, with the food that you buy, and with the supplies you buy in the trucker store. All right, well, we're going to go around in circles right now, and this one goes out to LJ up there in Michigan, trying to keep her toes warm up there. It's a little chilly up there in a few spots tonight. We'll be telling you about it in a minute.
My friends, when I go round
That's Billy Preston, and that's an oldie but goodie, and we'll pick that up on the other side of the weather report. But Kyle, you remember that song?
I do. Yeah, it's 1972, Billy Preston.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people maybe don't know, he played the famous solo on Get Back with the Beatles. He's got that famous keyboard solo.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, I'm going to read this weather report the way it stands, and LJ's in the middle of all this. Central U.S. severe storms and heavy rain today with western fire weather threats. Now a strong system is going to produce a swath of impact. Severe storms will cause large hail, damaging winds, and a couple of tornadoes will be possible in the south and central plains. So here we go again. Heavy rain could cause flash flooding in the mid-Mississippi Valley. Mountain snow will develop in the Rockies. Yep, winter's not over. Critical fire weather threats are expected across northern California and the southwest. And it is colder than a well diggers, you know what, in parts of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and wow, take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in Portland, Oregon, tonight, looks like we're going to have light rain through Saturday, it looks like, then clearing up and partly sunny on Sunday. So that's some good news for our friends in Portland. As you come down the Interstate 5 freeway, still got that freeze warning. That's going to be the Medford, Ashland, and Grants Pass area coming down again, Interstate 5. But if you continue to travel down through Northern California, you're going to get into fire weather warning. Again, this is up near Redding. This is going to go down all the way to Modesto, and that's a fire weather warning, as I said. So you've got that going. But you've also got a wind advisory. This is out near Bakersfield, Lancaster, Tehachapi, Edwards Air Force Base area, out near Ridgecrest. Yes, the same Ridgecrest where they have the big earthquakes in recent times. Then a wind advisory as well out near the Palm Springs area to come across I-10. Now, more fire weather warnings tonight. For example, southern Utah, St. George, becoming up Interstate 15. The entire state of New Mexico is covered by either a fire weather watch or fire weather warning. So wherever you are there, and this juts up a little bit into southern Colorado as well, it's going to be west of Interstate 25, the I-25 corridor. Up in Montana, we do have a winter weather advisory, the Great Falls area. And again, this is if you're coming across I-90, I believe, as you're coming through there. And then also in the northeastern Montana tonight, lake wind advisory in that part of the state.
All right, I'm going to start out in Oklahoma in the Panhandle. Amarillo, in about 50 miles, you've got a fire weather threat there. It's a watch right now, and it goes all the way down south, all the way to Lubbock, and then comes back across towards Plainview. Also, there's in a central part of Oklahoma, you have another fire weather watch. But where it gets cold and where we got freeze warnings tonight, solid freeze warnings for the central part of Wisconsin, Green Bay, you're in this, on up through Madison, almost all the way to the Minnesota border. A solid freeze warning in the upper part of Michigan, north of Grand Rapids, north of Saginaw, and then all the way down towards near the central part of the state. Looks like as if LJ's in a frost area there where they're going to have frost today. That is a frost warning, not watch. The same thing for the rest of Wisconsin, the northern and central part of Illinois, to include the eastern part of Iowa, about 40 or 50 miles of Iowa. The southeastern corner of Minnesota has a frost warning. Also through most of Indiana, the southwestern corner of Ohio to include Cincinnati, the north central part of Oklahoma, of Oklahoma in my mind, of Kentucky, north of Louisville. So there you go with that one. You've also got wind advisories and a fire weather watch in North Carolina, in South Carolina, most of the central and eastern part of North Carolina, strictly the northeastern corner around, that's east of Florence over there in South Carolina right now. We do have some fog tonight along the eastern seaboard. That's because there is a storm, the gale, force winds and all that that were around the last couple of days have gone offshore, but they're still affecting the East Coast. And it looks like as if we might have some thunderstorms brewing today here in Florida where I'm at, and also in Georgia and maybe parts of Alabama and Mississippi. But, Kyle, the big thing is with all of this weather right now is we are getting into the heart of what is the fire season out there out west, and we all know how bad that can be.
Well, exactly right. That's why every time we see the winds begin to kick up, and out here, especially in California, Captain, we have not had any real amount of rain that would make people feel better, number one, about the water supply, but number two, of course, about the dryness of a lot of the of the land and so forth. So every time those winds kick up, everybody gets a little bit nervous. And of course, also with some of these fires that got started by some of the power lines and so forth, there's another big concern that they continue to have to work on.
Okay, well, I'm going to do something since I got a little bit of time to do it. I'm going to take a look at the latest prices of gasoline and diesel. Now, gasoline had dropped down probably, let's see, 9 cents a gallon. Right now, it's back up to $2.13 a gallon wholesale. That's without the tax. It's gone back up 4 cents a gallon. Heating, let's see, number two diesel is at $2.01 a gallon. That's without the with the taxes in there, so it's gone back up again. And right now, the West Texas crude price is at $64.90, and Brent crude is at $68.28. Futures a year out, $74 a barrel. So fuel is starting to drift back up again, Kyle.
That's very true, and especially here in Southern California, we're seeing prices well over $4 pretty much wherever you go.
Over $4?
Over $4, that's right. Yeah, I saw gas earlier today. I think it was $4.19. It depends on sort of where you're at.
When are you leaving?
A good question, but especially as people are coming out of the COVID lockdowns in the sense that people are getting back to work, they're traveling, they're going places. All of a sudden now, of course, they're paying sky-high rates for gasoline. So one might think that a lot of these Zoom meetings and things might be a big part of their business where they don't have to.
But remember, not everybody is going to pay taxes. Not everybody's going to do it. It won't affect everybody anywhere. Yep, there you go.
This won't cost anybody.
Yeah, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle and I will be back hour number two right after the top of the hour break and all that good stuff. In the meantime, we're going to let Ron Edwards take you to break, and I shall return. Don't go nowhere, no how.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.